You would know by now, of course, the Fair Work Commission's decision to increase the national minimum wage. It's rising by $1.05 per hour for our lowest paid workers, and that will equate to about $40 extra per week. It's been welcomed by many, of course, to cope with the rising cost of living that we're all dealing with. So that 5.2% national minimum wage increase is just above the current inflation rate of 5.1%. But it's nowhere near where inflation is predicted to head. The Reserve Bank governor recently saying that he forecasts inflation to be hitting 7%. 7% inflation by the end of this year. To find out what it all means, I've put in a call to Dr. Isaac Gross. Now, Isaac is a lecturer in economics at Monash University. Isaac, first of all, do you agree with this decision by the Fair Work Commission just a few days ago?
Look, I think it was a tough call, but I think they ultimately made the right decision. Obviously, they've got to balance the needs of the lowest paid workers in Australia and making sure that they have enough to live off and making sure they can deal with the rising prices, while I guess not pushing wages too high, such that they might keep inflation trending higher. So it was a tough decision and a tough balance, but I think they broadly got it right.
It's a very tricky dance they have to perform, isn't it? A very fine line they have to tread, the Fair Work Commission, the federal government, the Reserve Bank, when considering all of this, because if they increase the minimum wage too much, the pressure on small business becomes too much to bear, and it leads to higher inflation and therefore higher interest rates. If they don't raise it enough, then our lowest paid workers effectively fall into poverty. So it's such a fine line they have to tread, isn't it?
That's right. That's right. So, you know, if you're a small business person, you're, you know, seeing the minimum wage that you pay your workers rise, I guess there's a few things you can do to try and pay for those higher wages. You could, you know, push up prices is one option, but there are others. You could try and, you know, make do with less profits, or you could try and find other efficiencies in the business to try and use a bit less labour. But ultimately, we should expect to see prices higher as a result.
I wanted to talk now, Dr. Gross, about the future. And I guess you've sort of pointed out that, yes, it is a good decision for low-paid workers, but you feel that this decision, it will put upward pressure on prices and lead to higher inflation and thus higher interest rates. And I guess, as we know, the Reserve Bank, the governor at least, has predicted that inflation will hit 7% at the end of the year. So, yeah, interesting times ahead.
That's right. I think there's little doubt that this increase in wages will put a bit of upwards pressure on inflation, not the full sort of 5%, but we'll definitely see inflation being higher than it perhaps otherwise would have been. And as you said, the Reserve Bank governor is now forecasting inflation to be 7% at the end of the year. And I think the one thing that guarantees us is that more interest rate rises are coming. Mm. So perhaps what the government hands out to lower income workers, it's going to be taking from homeowners with large mortgages, on the other hand, to try and offset that additional stimulus within the economy.
Well, we've seen in the last 48 hours, the US, of course, has increased their interest rates by, I think, 0.75%. So it's happening around the world, isn't it?
That's right. It really is, seems to be a global problem. You know, part of that's just the war in Russia pushing up food and oil prices. But I think there's also been a bit of an overspend in terms of the support given out during COVID, which was necessary at the time. But a lot of that additional support that was provided has been saved over the lockdown periods. And it's now consumers are out with a vengeance to spend their savings that they saved up over the past couple of years. And that's why we're seeing such a boom in the economy today.
Is it possible at all to look historically and therefore predict or forecast how long this spiral of inflation and higher interest rates will last? I mean, how long will ever increasing inflation run for? I mean, we have any idea what we're in for?
Look, it's a tricky question, if only because I guess we've never really had a pandemic before and we're sort of doing everything for the first time.
And we haven't had a war. We haven't had an invasion seeing for a very long time either.
I guess that's true too. Certainly not. We haven't seen the the wave of sanctions on a major oil producer, quite like we have with Russia. But I guess one parallel is what happened in the 1970s. We saw big oil prices back then, and that stoked a lot of inflation, and that lasted for actually quite a long time until the early 80s when central banks began to respond. Now, I don't think it will last nearly as long this time, if only because central bankers have learned that lesson. They know that if oil prices push up inflation, that they have to push back in order to keep inflation at a low and moderate level. So that's part of the reason why they're raising interest rates so aggressively in the first place, because they've seen this story play out before, and they know that if they don't respond, it can be quite dire economically speaking. So, look, I think inflation is going to be with us for a while, certainly, as the governor said, through to the end of the year, up around 7%, and probably start declining in 2023. But hopefully it won't last, you know, too much longer than that, and we can hope that inflation is sort of back under control towards the end of next year.
And I guess by then you would hope the physics of demand and supply start to balance out a little bit as well.
That's right. There's a saying in economics, the cure for high prices is high prices. You know, one thing that people try and do when they see high prices at the petrol bowsers, you just try and drive less.
Yes.
And if prices are going up at the shops, maybe you try and shop less. And, you know,
don't buy lettuce, for example, for a little while.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Try and maybe switch over to cabbage or something. So, look, it will take some time. I don't think there's any question about that. But everybody is fully aware of the problem, and everyone from the average Australian household to the governor of the Reserve Bank is doing what they can to try and limit the impact of inflation on the household budget.
All right, so tighten our belts for at least the rest of this year and wait for the cure for high prices, which is high prices. A very good summary indeed. Dr. Isaac Gross, a lecturer in economics at Monash University. Great update today. Thanks for your time on The King Review.
No worries. Happy to chat.